How often do you just hang out? Calling friends, texting them, or chatting on social media doesn't count. We're defining hangout as spending time with people without having much of a plan. In this overscheduled, hyper-digital world, your answer might be not much or even never. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with the Vermont author of a new book who's fighting for our right to reclaim the practice of hanging out.
Seems there was a time when people were pretty good at just hanging out. In the 90s, a bunch of movies reveled in lollygagging, including director Richard Linklater's Slacker.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much.
How's it going?
All right.
What are you guys up to tonight?
Not much, just kind of talking.
Kind of hanging out. You remember, I was telling you about my roommate's band.
This meandering navel gazer follows a series of random characters around Austin.
We see people hanging out, doing what they would do in a normal day, having normal conversations. It creates this document of social activity.
There's no clear plot in Slacker, but Sheila Liming, a professor at Champlain College in Vermont, says real life doesn't have one either. For her,
hanging out means daring to do not very much, and daring to do it in the presence of other people.
Liming explores why it's daring and valuable in her new book, Hanging Out, The Radical Power of Killing Time.
When we spend time with each other without having a real agenda placed upon that time or how it has to be spent, what we get to produce is our connections and our social atmosphere, the world that we live in.
But this teacher of literary criticism and cultural studies fears the art of unstructured socializing might be going extinct.
When I walk down the street these days in Burlington, I see people wearing headphones to avoid having to talk to each other or to avoid having to get into interactions where they might have to talk to somebody they don't know or else don't want to talk to.
Hanging Out is part memoir, part manifesto. It's a humorous, personal, academic, and pop cultural ride through how our social lives have shifted over time. Liming's treatise urges us to engage in the benefits of casual encounters and conversations at parties, on the job, with strangers, over a meal, even while jamming if you're a musician. But Liming says the rise of social media and cell phones have made chilling together more challenging.
I think one of the things that the smartphone did was it convinced us that our audience is elsewhere. It's not even something that I'm trying to necessarily judge. It's more something that I'm trying to understand. Why we would want to have conversations with people that are not present, as opposed to trying to engage with the people who are.
Scrolling and texting pull us away from the people around us, Liming says. You might relate to what happened last Christmas when she suggested her extended family watch a movie together.
And I think I'm the only one who watched it because everybody else was on their phone the whole time.
Liming believes we've developed bad social posture. Isolating because of the pandemic hasn't helped.
In the book, I use the metaphor of musculature a lot, like thinking about how you have to kind of like train these muscles to be in shape to do certain things. I feel like those muscles have really slackened.
Liming has talked to plenty of people who want to get back in social shape, but they're struggling. She says it's like we've forgotten how to hang out. Maybe you felt like you can't just drop by a friend's house or even call them without scheduling first. Liming thinks we're assuming everybody is already super busy and super planned, and any second we're not being productive is a waste. Her book is a call to fight against that drumbeat.
I think of this as kind of like seizing time and taking it back from where it's been stolen from us. And that includes with like the workday that has just extended beyond all means of rationality. Hanging out is productive, and the thing that it produces is our relationships with each other.
If you need help finding your inner slacker, Liming invites you to start by putting your phone face down on the table.
Or better yet, throw it out the window. Take off your coat. Pull up a chair, grab yourself a beverage, hang out for a bit.
Liming admits she's no expert at hanging out, but she hopes she won't be alone in giving it a shot. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
But I'll be there next time. I'll be there next time. I can't complain, no, I won't be mourning. Cause I skipped on prom for Elvis Duran in the morning. Yeah.